and grab your fiddle, Bill. Hitch the horses to the shay, we're going to Sugar Hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Well, good morning. How are you, Yeah, me too. Why don't we get to bed earlier, huh? Or why don't we just give up and decide that life can get tedious? We don't get enough rest, Well, here it is, the 29th day of April. Just one more day left in this month. You listen to Wake Up Ranchers, truly Cliffy Stone, and this morning... Oh, you little monster. Be quiet. All right, off-key. You're here, too, oh boy. You listen to Wake Up Ranch, and this morning it's recorded and transcribed as per usual for your listening pleasure, and I'm here on time for a change. Mr. Gold or Dr. Cowler are up listening just to see if I'm going to be late. I fooled him this morning. I tricked him. Well, let's get with it here, huh? Here's your first request this morning. Now, it's a happy birthday to Harry Latshaw, who will be 4 years old next Sunday. How about that, on May the 1st? On May Day. Is that May Day? I think so. Well, anyway, he wanted to hear All Good Animals Say Thank You by Tex Ritter, or I Went to the Animal Fair. So we'll have All Good Animals Say Thank You, huh?
Boys and girls, all of us can learn a lot from our friends in the animal kingdom. You'll always notice how they say thank you when you do something kind for them. And we should always remember to say thank you when somebody is kind to us. I gave my dog a bone, and my dog said thank you. All good dogs say thank you, just like all good children do. All good dogs say thank you. All good pets say thank you too, just like all good children do. I gave my horse some oats, and my horse said thank you. All good horses say thank you, just like all good children do. All good horses say thank you. All good dogs say thank you. All good pets say thank you too, just like all good children do. I gave my hen some comb, and my hen said thank you. All good hens say thank you, just like all good children do. All good hens say thank you. All good horses say thank you. All good dogs say thank you. All good pets say thank you too, just like all good children do. I gave my donkey some grass, and my donkey said thank you. All good donkeys say thank you, just like all good children do. All good donkeys say thank you. All good hens say thank you. All good horses say thank you. All good dogs say thank you. All good pets say thank you too, just like all good children do. I gave my Polly a cracker, and my Polly said thank you. All good Polly say thank you, just like all good children do. All good Polly say thank you. All good donkeys say thank you. All good hens say thank you. All good horses say thank you. All good dogs say thank you. All good pets say thank you too, just like all good children do. Gave my bird some seed, and my bird said thank you. All good birds say thank you, just like all good children do. All good birds say thank you. All good Polly say thank you.
Thank you.
All good donkeys say thank you. All good hens say thank you. All good horses say thank you. All good dogs say thank you. All good pets say thank you too, just like all good children do.
Everybody but Aki in that one. Tex Ritter and All Good Children Say Thank You. And some of us adults, are we adults? all right, Aki. Next time we'll get you in that one. And friends, it's just about 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. And some of the adults can learn to say thank you too more often than we do. We might practice what we preach, I'll bet you. And here's one for Rosalie Little of North Hollywood. We don't hear from North Hollywood folks much. I don't know. Maybe they don't wake up out there until 8 o'clock. But she wanted to hear Doggone It, Darling. And she says she wants it dedicated to Off Key. Well, okay. I don't know what the connection is there. But let's listen to it. Doggone It, Darling.
Want me to hug you, never let me hold you tight. But doggone it, darling, that's love, you don't want me to kiss you when it's time to say goodnight. But doggone it, darling, that's love, romance could be so thrilling. If you take it right in stride, if you'd only be more willing, you'd be my bride. But after we are married, we may always fuss and fight. 'Cause doggone it, darling, that's love.
That little hen out there in North Hollywood, dedicated to Off Key. Have they got a romance? Oh, what do you mean you want me to soft pedal the routine, huh, Off Key? All right, kid. Okay, you have your operation. I won't talk about it. Friends, as time goes by here, we've had Westland Life Insurance Company on the program as a sponsor now for about 4 or 5 months. Received letters from you folks. Got one here I'd like to read to you. I will not mention the lady's name. I'll just give you her initials. This is C.S., the same initials as my own. She happens to live in Riverside. She says, here, will you please see that I receive all the information you have about the Westland Hospital plan that you talk about on Wake Up Ranch? We have had 2 hospital bills in the last year, never can tell when we're going to need a hospital again. I wonder how many of you folks out there are learning that hospital bills can add up. If you're walking along thinking you're so dad blame healthy that you can't get sick and so dad blame lucky that you can't get hurt, then all of a sudden misfortune lands at your door and you or a member of your family have to go to a hospital, then you get to thinking about how are those bills going to get paid. That is, you get to thinking about that unless you've got a Westland Family Hospital plan. A plan that provides cash money when you need it most. Cash money to help you pay for hospital room, for operating room, for drugs and dressings, and those items that amount to such a big bill when a person does go to a hospital. Do you know, friends, that every day in the year, approximately 43,000 people enter hospitals? Now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, hospital protection. Hospital costs are high, very high. The average hospital policy was built to take care of pre-war hospital costs, and they just don't pay enough. Now, generally, they pay about $5 per day for room and board, and about $25 for incidental expenses. Now, friends, for the first time, the Westland Life Insurance Company proudly presents to you their brand new Form 280, a hospital expense policy. Now, here's how the deal works. You pay the first $25, and the plan pays the next $500 for each and every hospital confinement. You get full protection under this policy, even if you're in the hospital for just a few days. Now, here's the difference between this and other policies. When hospitalized, the average policy allows you about $5 for room and board. The new Westland plan allows you $8 starting from the first day that you enter the hospital. Westland pays the actual costs. You need operating room, anesthetics. The average policy gives you about $10 to $20. Westland has no such limitation. It pays the actual cost. It actually reimburses you in cash for most every hospital expense up to $500 after you pay the first $25. Now, it's available to all civilian members of your family ages 1 to 70. The entire cost, just a few pennies a day for each person insured. No medical examination if you're an average help. Now, if you'd like the information, without obligation or cost, step to your phone now and call Van Dyke 7181. That's VA on the dial, Van Dyke 7181, or send a penny postcard or letter to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. The finest gift you can give your family or yourself is a wonderful Westland Insurance Protection Plan. So call or write at once. That's Van Dyke 7181, or write to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. They'll come out to your home, explain the policy to you, go over it in your convenience of your own front room, and you're under no cost of obligation. If it's not what you want, then you don't have to take it, naturally. Be sure to remind Cliffy Stone ask you to call. The Maddox Brothers and Rose get off here to a wild start, and it's time their tide will never wait for no one. Rose Maddox starts
it. And your tide will never change its way. Love like mine goes on day after day. Two as stars that twinkle in the blue.
Time or tide won't change my love for you.
We stick
friends, that's time. Mm-hmm. I got you off key. The time, friends, is 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. You listen to Wake Up Ranchers, truly Cliffy Stone, and it's recorded and transcribed. Brought to you every morning, 6 mornings a week, from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And Sunday afternoons, don't forget, the 5 or 6 broadcast every Sunday afternoon on KFBD. We'll be here, and we hope that you'll be out there listening. And let's move along here now to some more stuff. And got a letter here from Bud Everett down in San Diego. And Bud is on the USS Buckley. And the Everett's of Riverside requested a number played. Now, wait a minute. I got it all messed up here. No. The Everett's of Riverside wanted it played for Bud Everett on the USS Buckley. And the number they wanted to hear was the Seaman's Blues, which I guess fits Bud just about right down there on the battleship Buckley. Here's Ernest Tubb to sing it for you. Ah, oh, come on, get up.
On my way to Italy from the Gulf of Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me, no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong. Nights are so lonely on the ocean. Too much time to dream of yesterday. If only I could carry out my notion and hit the trail for Texas right away. To Italy from the Gulf of Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me, no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong. I never thought when I was leaving I could get so blue out on the sea. But I'll bet you after all this grieving, it's that good old Texas soil for me. On my way to Italy from the Gulf of Mexico, riding on a tanker, feeling mighty low. My good gal's behind me, no loving for so long. I'm going back to Texas, for that's where I belong.
Ernest Tubb and the Seaman's Blues. Say, don't forget, friends, tomorrow night, hometown jamboree, T. Texas Tyler, the triple threat man, will be there as our special guest on the show. T. Texas Tyler will be in person to do the deck of cards for you. Dad Gave My Dog Away to sing Remember Me, to sing his other hit numbers that Tex Tyler has made so popular, Memories of France and all the others. He's one of the finest entertainers in the business, and I just know that if you haven't seen him for a while, you'd really get a big charge out of seeing Tex Tyler once more. Now, along with Tex Tyler, of course, will be the hometown jamboree regular outfit, Tennessee Ernie, Herman the Hermit, the Armstrong twins, Floyd and Lloyd, Merle Travis, Eddie Kirk, Bucky Buckshot, Billy and Harold, the Barn Dance Gang, and myself. Now, we'll all be out there, and we do a show from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock and a dance from 9 to 1 in the morning. We have no bar there. We serve no liquor of any kind, nothing stronger than the mustard on the hot dogs, and even it, as we say, is just a little weak. And bring the youngsters. If you don't want to dance, there's a big balcony you can sit in. And if you do want to dance, a large dance floor, free parking for your automobile. And come out and plan to have a good time. It's for the family, from Grandma right on down to the youngsters. We hope that you can make it this Saturday night. That'll be tomorrow night, Hometown Jamboree in El Monte, corner of Valley Boulevard and San Bernardino Road. We'll look for you. Get there early and plan to stay late. By all means, come up and shake hands and say howdy, huh? Okay. Here's Rex Allen. And Rex sings a... Wait a minute here. A cup of coffee. Before we go any further. Boy, that's good. Rex sings Who Shot the Hole in My Sombrero. It's for Nancy Wheeler, from Nancy Wheeler. She requested a number dedicated to herself. Okay. Get out of bed.
Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Who put the bullet through the heart? Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Who would do a terrible thing like that? Was it Nita or Lolita? Are they jealous 'cause I find new senorita? Was it Pancho from the rancho? Did he do this because I kiss his wife? It's better I get on my horse and gallop far away, with bullets flying everywhere. It isn't safe to say. Some hombre sure is mad at me, so I don't hang around. The next hole that the bullet make, it could be lower down. Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Who put the bullet through the heart? Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Oh, who would do a terrible thing like that? Was it Nina or Rosina? Are they mad 'cause I give all their jewels to Tina? Was it Chico from Tampico? I sell him mine, but he no find the gold.
There you have it. Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Now, let's see. This is April the 29th. Let's see what the Wake Up Ranch horoscope says about you if you were born today. If you're born April the 29th, it says you have a logical, intuitive, I guess it must be the word, mind. But your nature is overcautious, retarding constructive effort. And your affections run deep and sincere, and you are sensitive and take offense on the slightest provocation. Goodness sakes alive. Old Ward Mallet of Glendale, having a birthday today. I guess his wife, Barbara and Nancy, too, are glad to know these things about him. It sort of gives them an inside track on the old boy, doesn't it? All the rest of you that are born April the 29th, that's what it says. I don't know how true these things are, but you might compare them with yourself and see what you think. Well, especially for Ward Mallet of Glendale, and from his wife, Barbara, and also from Nancy, here's Jimmy Wakely to sing till the end of the world. Jimmy?
Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, till the sand in the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hair turns back to gold, till the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you, till the end of the world you'll be mine.
I know. How is anybody to get up in the morning if you don't crow? You sound just like one of those cranky old roosters out on the farm. You know, they seem to crow like they're mad about something, don't they? Well, I might as well tell you, friends, that time is 7:30. You're tuned to KFVD, Los Angeles 5. You're listening to Wake Up Ranch. It's recorded and transcribed and featured here on KFVD every morning from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. You're going to have a cup of coffee with you. And keep you informed as to what time it is and play your favorite requests and your dedications, special days in your life. Drop me a card or letter to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, and we'll sure be mighty happy to get your requests on if we can possibly arrange it. All right, Bob. Now, wait a minute. Goals bring you the next full half hour of Wake Up Ranch. Yeah, Goals, the great big block-long store at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central. And to start us off on the gold portion of Wake Up Ranch, here is the fine beat of Brother Bob Wills and Big Beaver. Thank you. Yeah, Bob Wills and Big Beaver. I think that anybody will have to go a long way before they can ever touch Bob Wills as far as presenting a band goes. He really puts it over, believe me. Now for Jimmy Mayfield and the Holland Dairy Feed Workers. Holland Dairy. I wonder where that's located. Holland Dairy Feed Workers. We could use a good dairy sponsor here on Wake Up Ranch. Maybe we sell some milk to the youngsters. Let's see. Now, wait a minute. Gold's bring you this portion, don't they? Okay. They don't have any milk down there. And this is especially for Okie Cops, requested by George Medina. And it's Burl Ives and his wonderful new record of the Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. Hands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and heard their mournful cry. Their eyes were blurred, the shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they caught him, yes. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch that devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yay.
Ghost Riders in the Sky. Boy, isn't he wonderful, huh? You know, it's really wonderful to see the brand of music America's going for now. And that's the first, I think, in a new trend. You know, we had a lot of good Western songs for a long time. People liked them. And then they got tired of them. And then the jukebox numbers came up. Surround So Firm and all the big jukebox numbers. Smoke, 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 and all those others. And now we're getting into another trend of the nicer, sweeter Western songs, and that's all right, too. It's a good deal. Might as well tell you what time it is. The time is 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. I said the time is 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Off key, you're supposed to crow. What's the matter with you? Come on, snap into it. Come on here. Well, now isn't that fine? So now he's asleep. Off-key. Please, off-key, snap out of it. Will you? Bro, it's 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Come on, wake up. Wake up. Well, he's gone. Now, don't you go to sleep, too. We're supposed to... This is Wake Up Ranch, you know. Supposed to get everybody out of bed. Of course, if you're just so comfortable that you just can't wake up, well, I don't blame you. Hey, incidentally, speaking of comfort, at the furniture department of Goals, they got a special money-saving value on a two-piece living room outfit. It's a studio couch and matching chair at the low price of $39.95. That's for both pieces of furniture. The studio couch is becoming one of the most popular pieces of living room furniture. By day, it's an attractive davenport, and at night, it opens to a full-size double bed. That's... Oh, well, all right. Here, have a little coffee. You feel better now? Okay. Now, look, off-key, you're... Never crow at the right time, it seems. Now, friends, this studio couch and matching chair has all the advantage of storage space for extra blankets and pillows, all done up in long-wearing, colorful fabrics, and big selections that let you select this two-piece living room outfit to match your living room color scheme, whatever the color is you're following right now. Now, you get both pieces of furniture for $39.95. No money down, and you can have it on the easiest of all easy credit terms. Now, when I say easiest of all, that's what I mean. At Goals, you get easier credit terms than you'll find elsewhere. Credit regulations have been relaxed, friends. Now you can leave your money in the bank and use your credit at Goals. Here's another wonderful value, and boy, these have been selling like clothes hampers. In fact, they are clothes hampers. And the regular price is $3.95. And they have set aside a group of them down there for 95 cents apiece for you listeners of this program. That's right. Clothes hampers are a very useful item to have around the house. 95 cents each, you can have one in each room, practically. And you'll save $3. Now, that's to you listeners of Wake Up Ranch. You must mention my name to take advantage of that value. Now, remember, neighbors, for all your furniture needs, you can buy at Goals and use your credit. And Mr. Goals... You know him. He makes a statement. He sits there at his desk and he says, I will not be undersold. 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 And he won't be undersold. Absolutely not. He's been making that statement on the air for some time now. And evidently nobody's taken him up on it. A man did the other day. Sure enough, they were undersold by some outfit down in Long Beach. And Mr. Gold found out about it. He went out and slashed the price below that price. They're at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central, open every evening to 6 o'clock, Mondays, Friday, and Saturday nights to 9. You be sure to tell them the Cliffy Stone ask you to drop on in. Okay? Thank you.
I've got those low-down Wabash Blues.
Here it is, the Wabash Blues.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that fella really broke down at the end of that one, didn't it? That's the Wabash Blues, and that's Stan Freberg doing the crying on there. Well, better tell him what time it is here. About 16 minutes to, between 15 and 16 minutes to 8 o'clock. There. That's a new one. We've got a letter here to wake up. This fellow's name is Lee Anderson. Lee Anderson, out there in Monrovia. And his wife said he won't wake up to an alarm clock to off key, but she says if you have a whistle or something that you can blow, it might get him. So that's especially for Lee Anderson. I hope that got him out of bed. I don't know what else to do. For sakes alive. Well, sir, let's move along here now. Get a lot of music on this morning, not so much of my talk. Here's one I think you'll enjoy. I know you will, in fact. It's the Happy Mary Polka. Come on, Mary. Let's get out of bed now and do a little polka, huh? Not polka, but poker. I mean, poker. Yeah. Oh, well, here it is. Happy Mary Polka. Something about a polka really gets you started that morning, doesn't it? Make you feel, you know, jump around. Well, I know, it does some people, not me. Hey, the Roy Rogers clan of hard-riding cowboys and cowgirls are really getting with it in those rider jeans. Now, that's exactly the kind that the king of the cowboys likes. Old Roy recommends these rider jeans that they've got down there at Gold's. I'll tell you what they are. Wonderful value, $1.60, $1.95. $1.95, and here's what you get. They're made of heavy, white, black, coarse weave denim. Now, this denim has been sanforized and has a zippered fly, copper riveted pockets, and they're made in true Western style, too, with long legs and the deep turnip. I mean, the deep turn up, not the deep turnip. and it has double-stitched, rip-proof seams. Well, it's awful tough to say this time in the morning. Double-stitch, rip-proof seams for extra rough and longer wear. Now, everything a young cowboy or cowgirl wants in jeans is here. That's not all. You're going to receive a Roy Rogers Lucky Coin and leather label, too. Now, think of it, youngsters, a Roy Rogers Lucky Coin and leather label at no extra cost. Now, the price for these wonderful Ryder jeans is just $1.95. That's right, $1.95 a pair, and they come in sizes from 4 to 16. Now, to complete that Western outfit, and I think you would want to complete it, for another $1.95, you can get the Roy Rogers Rough Rider jacket made of the same tough denim with Western cut pleated front, copper rivets, and the bi-swing back. It's priced at $1.95 also. The jackets are in sizes from 6 to 16. Now, you could have the blue denims, the Levi pants there, not Levi's, but Rider jean pants, for $1.95, and the jacket for $1.95, which makes an investment of $3.80. Now, it'd be a wonderful outfit for your boy or girl, and you boys and girls, it'd be a good outfit. You have your mother pick yours up, huh? That's at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central, Goals, the big block-long store. And you be sure to tell them that Cliffy Stone asked you to drop on in. Thank you very much. Here's Roy Rogers to sing.
Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, my fair prairie rose, so slender and pale in your mail order clothes, all decked out in ruffles and ribbons and rings. You're just like an angel, only where are your wings? Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, let's change your name and stake a claim where cares will never find us. Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, we'll hitch our dream to a 20-mule team and leave the world behind us. Whoopie tie, there's love in them hills far away. Whoopie tie, awaiting for Betsy and me. Collared parson lives down by the gulch. He'd hit just right up, but he charges too much. The old circuit rider will be just as nice. He'll splice for half price and bring his own bag of rice. Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, we'll jingle spurs on couple birds where prairie dogs won't hound us. Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, with plenty to eat of buffalo meat and heavens all around us. There's love in them hills far away. Awaiting for Betsy and me.
And Roy Rogers sang Sweet Betsy for Albert Jones, who's 15 years old today, requested by the Jones family. Happy 15th birthday to him. And happy birthday also to Albert Jones of Clearwater, requested by his sister Cordy. And Cordy wanted to hear Moon Mullican sing Sweeter Than the Flowers. Here he is, Moon Mullican and Sweeter Than the Flowers. Moon?
December, February brought us broken hearts.
not called a family reunion. We knew she wouldn't be there. But since we've thought it all over, Mama, we know that your spirit is there. No, no, I can't forget the hours. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. No, no, there's no need to bother. To speak of you now would only hurt Father.
Coffee's real good this morning. Say, we got just two more days to tell you. Oh, no. Where? It's beginning to sound like Tennessee Ernie's program. Where did the cats come from? Get them out of here off key. Oh, fine. Now we get it. Now, listen, I can work from that into a goals announcement. It's not a dog fight or a cat fight. Goals. No, sir. And you will have to fight to get these values because they go fast. Well, I made it. And here's another gold value. Oh, it's a golden opportunity at Goals to save $60. Now, this Farnsworth brand new automatic console radio phonograph has a price tag of $119.95 on it. If you'll mention my name, they will give you that Farnsworth radio phonograph for $59.95. That's the full price. It'll play 10 and 12 inch records automatically intermixed. You can have it on easy terms of $9.30 down and $1.25 a week. That's $9.30 down or $1.25 a week. It's got a powerful 6-tube radio, beautiful authentic colonial style into the cabinet. An easy pull-out record drawer, lifelike tone, and you can have it in hand-rubbed maple or walnut finish. And it's ideal for any room in your home, wonderful for children, it can't hurt it, and has the automatic cutoff at the end of the last record. And it's a gold exclusive that makes this radio phonograph available to you. Now, the price, $59.95, and it's a console, beautiful piece of furniture, besides being something that you find to be educational around the home when you listen to high-class programs like Wake Up Ranch. Now, they're open Friday and Saturday nights and Monday nights till 9. That means tonight they'll be open to 9 o'clock at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central. Gold. If you'd like to call up, they'll ship this prepaid to out-of-town shoppers. The number is Richmond 9221. Call it after 9 o'clock this morning and tell them Cliffy Stone asked you to call. And here's Doy O'Dell and Dear Oki. Mm-hmm.
Smokey. If you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, selling used cars, just a-waiting for the suckers. Oh, dear Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, working in a bank. All he needs is some money. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh, dear Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California. Picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives.
And the time, friends, 30 seconds past 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Wake Up Ranch, recorded, transcribed for your listening pleasure this morning. Here's truly Cliffy Stone on KFVD Los Angeles 5. We're just two-thirds down the road from the Wake Up Ranch. We started at 7 o'clock this morning, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., six mornings a week, Monday through Saturday. And the last half hour is brought to you by Goals, a big block-long store, 1207 East Washington, corner Washington and Central. Don't forget, friends, Sunday afternoon from 5 to 6 on KFVD, our Sunday afternoon program, where we play the five top tunes of the week on the National Cowboy Hit Parade. Be sure to listen between 5 and 6 Sunday afternoon. And remember, too, that tonight we'll be down in San Diego at the Bostonia Ballroom with Merle Travis and Tennessee Ernie and Eddie Kirk and Herman the Hermit and all your hometown Jamboree gang. And then tomorrow night, that's Saturday night, we'll be in El Monte. And our special guest at El Monte this Saturday night will be T. Texas Tyler, with the show and the dance, bring the youngsters. And then Sunday, we're going to be out at Cowboy Park for the big opening festivities out there. Be sure to come out. We'll have a little picnic together. And where Cowboy Park is located on the Soledad Road in the canyon just up there north of San Fernando. Come on out, and we'll split a chicken leg together, Zemma. Next quarter hour, Wake Up Ranch, brought to you by the 12 Friendly Credit Dental Offices of Dr. Cowan. And to start us off, a happy birthday to Millie Watson, requested by a friend. And the number is on the Jericho Road.
Let's travel along on the Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road.
Does the world seem all wrong?
Does the world seem all wrong?
And heavy your load.
And heavy your load.
Just bring it to Christ.
Just bring it to Christ.
Your sins are confessed.
Your sins are confessed.
There is never a care,
for Jesus is there.
that was the Haven Arrest Quartet, and On the Jericho Road. Well, now, here's one. Isn't really a Western song, but I'm pretty sure you enjoyed it. It's awful cute. And Donna McReed wanted this number dedicated to her mother and her sister, Shirley. And it's called Put Your Shoes On, Lucy.
With my highfalutin king, order from the Cadillac some fancy looks, a stylish for my head to touch. Saw every sight and I even did some flirting. Did all right till my feet took to hurting. So I slipped off my shoes when I found they couldn't see. But they must are, cause this is what they always sang to me. You're in the city, put your shoes on, Lucy. Oh, it's really such a pity. She can go barefoot wherever she goes, cause she loves to feel the wiggle of her toes. Put your shoes on, Lucy, cause you really know New York. She'll get by alrighty if you let them hear you coach. The city slickers love that southern drawer, so give them that honey child, I reckon so yours. Lucy, let the good things happen. Lucy, won't you stir that gimple? How you act will be the death of me. Don't they have skyscrapers down in Tennessee? Put your shoes on, Lucy, even for the kind of pinch. Stop barking, I got at some walking, that's a cinch. Use your party manners, you'll need them at heart. Put your shoes on, Lucy, you're a big girl now. Scrappers down in Tennessee. Put your shoes on, Lucy, even for the kind of pinch. Stop barking, I got at some walking, that's the cinch. It's your party manners, you leave them at heart. Put your shoes on, Lucy, you're a big girl now.
That's Robert Clary. He's a French fella, and I understand he didn't even know the words he was singing. They taught him those words. He doesn't speak English at all. And they taught him those words, and he didn't know what he was singing. Hey, Al, get up! Come on, Al, get up. Get up. That's all I know. I got a letter here. It said, just say get up to Al at 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. That didn't get him up. Nothing's going to get him up. Do you have the BLDs? Not the DDTs, but the BLDs. You're probably saying, well, what is he talking about the BLDs? I mean breakfast, lunch, and dinner blues, Do you dread eating? Well, you might as well face the fact that faulty teeth can be the reason. Now, there are two kind of people, you know, those that live to eat and those that eat to live. Whether you live to eat or eat to live, the fact remains you've got to eat to live. And there's no reason why you can't enjoy every meal. Now, to walk around fooling yourself about your teeth, saying, oh, well, I'll get to a dentist eventually. But it's nuts because the longer you put it off, the more work you're going to have done. And the more worry you're going to go through. And teeth can certainly impair your health if you're not careful. So take care of your teeth. If you have good teeth, take care of them. Have an examination and know the truth. If you know that you should have some work done, I'd like to recommend our sponsor, Dr. Cowan. He's got 12 friendly credit dental offices in Southern California. And each and every one run by people that are friendly folks, people that are there to help you in every way possible. Now, there's no appointment necessary if you like an examination, and Dr. Cowan's prices are low. He's got a policy of what they call a friendly credit. Remember, there's no extra charge for credit. And each Dr. Cowan office is fully equipped to give you any and all type of dental service, including crown and bridge work, or fill-ins or x-ray examinations, or extractions, or cleaning and regular inspection. Discussing a person's teeth is a pretty personal point. And I just wanted to mention Dr. Cowan, because if you'll go into one of his 12 credit dental offices and mention my name, that'll help the home team. But you should do it for yourself and not for me. Now, these offices are located in Southern California, from Ventura to San Diego, from Riverside to Long Beach. Now, you friends in Long Beach, there's an office at the 107 West Broadway. That's the corner of Broadway there, across the street from Buffum's. And in East Los Angeles is one at 4738 Whittier Boulevard, the corner of Kern. In Glendale at 103 North Brand, the corner of Broadway and Brand. And in Pasadena at 18 North Euclid, the corner of Colorado and Euclid. In Pomona at 108 East 2nd Street. And in Riverside, there's a Dr. Cowan Friendly Credit Dental Office at 3807 Main Street. Now, you friends in Huntington Park, remember the corner of Pacific and Gage. That's 6362 and a half Pacific Boulevard in Huntington Park. There's a Dr. Cowan office there. And in Hollywood, the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Wilcox. Now, no matter what office you go into, be sure to tell whoever you talk to that Cliffy Stone and Wake Up Ranch ask you to drop in. They keep real close track of the programs they have on the air. They like to know what kind of a job we're doing, and so do we. You'll help me if you'll do that. Well, let's move along now to some more music, huh? This is one I think you'll like. Rancho Grande, Leon and Jimmy Short.
Hey, en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía.
Ah, ah, ah.
Ya vi una ranchita, que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Mamacita.
Mama don't make it.
cunnata, mamma non mi di cunnata, non mi smetta tu che amore, ai 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 ai. I am the run to run, I am on the Rivia.
At the money, Gentilano, Taco, Freehold, and Sorty, it's the boy and the Jolly Blind Sisters, I bet you.
Dagliando un raggio di tac, che allegro me ne sia, che allegro me ne sia.
All right, off key. Yes, sir. Okay, old boy. The time, friend, is 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. You know, seeing is believing, and when you see beautiful new transparent plastic dentures, when you see what they can do for your personal appearance, your ability to chew, and the comfort of your mouth, you believe it's foolish to put off getting dentures any longer, and you'll be right. Because Dr. Cowan offers modern dentures and low prices and liberal credit terms that allow you up to 15 months to pay. Yes, my sponsor has no extra charge for that credit. And in cases, friends, where no extraction is needed, Dr. Cowan offers new dentures in just one day. So remember to visit your nearest Dr. Cowan-friendly credit dental office today and find out what modern science and what modern transparent plastic dentures can do for you. Ask to see the actual samples and examine them for attractiveness, for lightweight construction and durability and comfort and your convenience. You'll find them all moderately priced. And on Dr. Cowan's policy of friendly credit, you can pay on easy weekly or monthly terms to fit your individual needs. Now, the main Dr. Cowan office is at 315 West 5th Street in the Metropolitan Building, downtown Los Angeles, the corner of 5th and Broadway. Now, you'll find Dr. Cowan offices located all over Southern California. That's right, from Ventura to San Diego, from Riverside to Long Beach. I'll just remind you of the towns, Hollywood, Huntington Park, Santa Monica, Long Beach, East Los Angeles, Glendale, Pasadena, Pomona, and Riverside. And remember to remind Dr. Cowan that Cliffy Stone and Wake Up Ranch sent you in,
What?
Yeah, all right. We should get Lee Anderson out of bed by now. If that doesn't make it, nothing's going to make it. This next one we want to dedicate especially to Carl King, who's 8 years old today. And we also play this one for Betty King. And it's a special dedication to Marjorie Funk and to Nancy. Eddie Kirk sings one of those real romantic songs. I've lived a lifetime for you. Eddie?
If time is measured in broken I've lived a lifetime for you, counting the hours we're apart. I've lived a lifetime for you. Now all my dreams are empty. Breaking my poor heart in two. But if time is measured in broken hearts, I've lived a lifetime for you. Thank you. my dreams are empty, it seems, breaking my poor heart in two. But if time is measured in broken hearts, I've lived a lifetime for you.
Eddie Kirk and I have lived a lifetime for you. Friends, Eddie Kirk will be at the Bostonia Ballroom tonight in San Diego along with all the rest of us. Tennessee Ernie, Herman the Hermit, Bucky Buckshot, Merle Travis. We'll be down there this evening to play a dance and a show. We hope all you friends will come over and visit with us there tonight. And then tomorrow night, we'll be back at the Hometown Jamboree headquarters in El Monte. And our special guest there will be none other than old T. Texas Tyler. Yes, sirree, T. Texas, who's coming back for another guest appearance and visit. And we hope that you'll be at El Monte tomorrow night. Remember to bring the youngsters at the corner of Valley Boulevard and San Bernardino Road in the town of El Monte. And this Sunday, we're going to appear at the opening of Cowboy Park. Now, Cowboy Park's a beautiful new park just opened this year. Up in the Soledad, on the Soledad Canyon Road, up north of the town of San Fernando. Go right straight through the town of San Fernando, and for goodness sake, the plan to spend the entire day. It's a big picnic grounds, and bring an extra piece of fried chicken along, huh? We'll look for you then at Cowboy Park on Sunday, at El Monte Saturday night, and in San Diego tonight. If you can make all those, you'll be doing better than we can. We hope we do make it. Well, sir, here's one I thought you might enjoy listening to. Roy Rogers and the Kid with the Rip in His Pants.
Johnny Jones was just a country lad who tore each pair of trousers that he had. Every time he climbed the apple tree, 'twas then his britches parted company. Swinging down a country lane without a thought of romance, fishing pole upon his shoulder, the kid with the rip in his pants. They've been patched 100 times for one of his old maid aunts. Still they're torn each time they're worn by the kid with the rip in his pants. Cool in the summertime, cold in winter too. When the breezes hit the rip, they go on whistling through. Wouldn't you love the chance to swing along and sing a song with the kid with the rip in his pants? Hummingbird, not much on the finance. Happy is the only word for the kid with the rip in his pants. He plays hooky twice a week. He's always taking a chance. All the fish play hide and seek with the kid with the rip in his pants. Straw hat upon his bean, a twinkle in his eye. When the devil's on the scene, the kid goes whistling by. Wouldn't you love the chance to swing along and sing the song with the kid with the rip in his pants? The kid with the rip in his pants.
Roy Rogers, the kid with the rip in his pants. And friends, next, Lead Me Gently Home, Father. Requested especially for Nancy. Friends, if you stop and think, times are changing. What was good yesterday is not good today or tomorrow. And that applies to insurance. Now, the hospital insurance that you had yesterday or last year may be completely out of date today because hospital insurance costs have almost doubled since 1940. That's why this new hospital plan we tell you about, the Westland Family Hospital Plan, issued by Westland Life Insurance Company, a fine legal reserve company authorized by the state of California, ought to fit your needs. Now, this new policy has few limitations, as the policy specifies. It covers practically everything you need in the hospital. And not just coverage for room and board, as the average policy might provide, not just a few pennies a day for the things that take your savings away. No, this policy pays cash. Pays practically everything after you pay the first $25. Now, it'll pay as much as $500 for each sickness or accident, hospital confinement. Now, friends, this is something new, I think. Something different. Something that you may never have heard of before. It's a new startling hospital insurance plan presented to you people of California. Of course, you got to see the policy, see the benefits, see the limitations, and let them explain it to you. No cost, no obligation to find out about it. It may not be what you want, I don't know, but at least you can find out. Step to your telephone and call Van Dyke 7181. VA on the dial, Van Dyke 7181. Or if you want to, if you do not have a phone, just drop me a penny postcard or a letter to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. That's Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. Do it now.
Lead me gently home, Father. Lead me gently home. When life's toils are ended and parting days have come, sin no more shall tempt me, ne'er from thee I'll roam. If thou'lt only lead me, Father, lead me gently home.
Oh, lead me gently home.
Lead me gently home, Father. Lead me gently, lest I fall upon the wayside. Lead me gently home.
Gently home, Father, lead me gently home. In life's darkest hours, Father, when life's troubles come, keep my feet from wandering, lest from thee I roam. Lest I fall upon the wayside, lead me gently home.
Oh, lead me gently home.
Lead me gently home.
Lead me gently home.
Lead me gently, lest I fall upon the wayside, lead me gently.
Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed Wake Up Ranch this morning. It's been recorded and transcribed for your listening pleasure on this Friday morning. The weekend's ahead of you. Drive carefully, and we'll be back Sunday at 5 to 6. Until then, so long from Cliffy Stone, Off Key, and Wake Up Ranch. Goodbye.
Get your banjo off the wall and grab your fiddle, Bill. Hitch the horses to the shay, we're going to Sugar Hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
gal, I think I'm gonna cry. Now I'm a-going to Sugar Hill or know the reason why. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Possum in the cinnamon trees, the raccoons on the ground. Raccoon said, you ornery cuss, shake them simmons down. Wanna get your eye knocked out, wanna get your fill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.
Hill, 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 hill. Wanna get your eye knocked out, go to Sugar Hill.